You are listening to the audio edition of The Economist.
Still in the United States section.
Chicago's new police superintendent. The new blue. Newark's crime-cutting cop comes to Chicago.
Rahm Emanuel, soon to be sworn in as Chicago's new mayor, is making crime a priority. He wants to put 1,000 more officers on the streets. He wants to tackle youth violence. Nearly half of the victims of last year's 436 murders were between 10 and 25 years old. And he wants to shake up a police department that is demoralized and in need of change. So on May 2nd, he tapped Gary McCarthy, Newark's police director, as the city's new top cop. Mr. McCarthy's track record is excellent. 5 years ago, some police stations in Newark, New Jersey's biggest city, did not even have a computer. Many officers worked only on weekdays, heading home at 5 p.m. The police department did not have a centralized narcotics division because of fears of police corruption. Drugs were sold openly on the city's grim streets. Mr. McCarthy, who rose through the ranks of New York's police department, shifted desk jobs to the street, where officers were ordered to clamp down on petty crime as well as the more serious stuff. He implemented CompStat, an effective data-driven policing strategy he helped create when he was with the NYPD. He installed a surveillance system to take on gun crime. Police productivity increased, sick days decreased, and crime began to fall. In 2008, Newark led the nation in murder reduction with a 32% decrease. March 2010 was Newark's first murder-free month in decades, 37 days without a killing. This past year, however, has been difficult. Crime has increased. Last summer saw 35 murders, carjackings plagued the city, and in November, 167 police jobs were cut because of a budget gap and an impasse with the police union. Chicago might well have looked attractive. He will have to win the trust of Chicago's police officers. Mr. McCarthy will fight gangs by joining forces with community groups, as he did in Newark. He will emphasize beat policing, posting police around the clock in crime-ridden areas. He will be a good fit for Chicago, predicts David Kennedy of John Jay School of Criminal Justice. He is both a cop's cop and open to innovation.